is Spilled Milk, the show where we cook something delicious, eat it all, and you can't have any.
And today we are talking about canned fruit.
Yes.
don't sound too excited.
I'm a little bit excited about this episode because as a kid, I desperately wanted fruit cocktail, the kind in like heavy syrup.
Which we've got today.
And I was really never allowed to have it. I think a couple of times I was allowed to have the kind in light syrup, but by then it had already lost its allure for me.
Honestly, I don't have a lot of childhood memories of canned fruit. I do remember getting the fruit cocktail from time to time, and I don't remember either loving or hating it. I am suddenly reminded how much I loved Dole canned pineapple juice when I was a kid.
Oh my gosh, nothing like that flavor. It is so good.
My school cafeteria would sell it in these tiny little cans with the peel-off foil.
I totally remember.
Oh, yes.
Wow.
Oh, why didn't we do that instead?
Well, and do you remember, do they still make the kind of can that you need to open with, what is it, a church key or something? The bigger cans where you make two punctures in the top?
I think, well, they've added these peel-off tops to pretty much all the canned fruit, which is a little unnerving because it sort of implies that... Well, I don't know. I guess, is it for survivalists? Is it for like people like eating canned fruit for lunch?
Is totally what you have for dessert after you eat your hobo sachet. Isn't it?
Yes, it is. Yeah, actually, if you look on the back of this Del Monte can, it says right here, the perfect hobo dessert. Are we ever going to make it through a whole episode without any hobo callbacks?
Probably not.
You tell me. Okay. So we've got like a few cans of fruit here, and we're just going to plow right through them.
Yeah, let's just do this.
I'm sure it'll call to mind all sorts of Proustian memories as we dive in.
I feel pretty sure that we should start with the pear halves.
Okay.
Now, why did you buy Kroger brand? As opposed to Dole or Del Monte or something.
Because the Del Monte was like three times as expensive, and I figured it was probably the same thing.
Maybe so.
I vacillated about this. I did buy the Dole pineapple chunks as opposed to the store brand pineapple chunks. There was no rhyme or reason to this. I cut a swath.
Yes.
Cut a swath. I cut it. Help me out here. I cut a swath through the canned fruit section of the QFC.
Okay.
In like a cavalier Zorro like manner. I was in and out of there. Like I was whipping stuff.
You were just whipping stuff into your basket.
You know what would be good with this? Would be Ready Whip.
You know what would also be good with the pear halves? There is some vanilla ice cream and Hershey syrup.
I don't have any ice cream.
Oh, God.
I was going to get ice cream, and I didn't. Okay, anyway, so like I hit the QFC Zorro style is what I'm trying to say. I was like Antonio Banderas.
Great, okay.
All right, so light pear halves. And I refrigerated all of these cans because I think canned fruit is best eaten ice cold.
Yeah,
what do you think?
I agree.
Except
that, I'm kind of salivating. Can you open that can?
I forgot to refrigerate one of them. So that's going to be a nasty surprise.
Oh, man, this is supposed to be pear halves. How big are these pears? Are these like Seckel pears? No.
Are those the little ones? I bet they're not Seckel pears. I mean, we're lucky if they're not Suckle pears. sorry.
These are tiny pears, though.
I mean, yeah, you're right.
This is a very small pear.
Okay.
Oh, look at the texture. Oh, creamy. Oh. Mmm. What do you think about that?
I feel like they're too crunchy.
I feel like I want a little bit more sugar. Am I crazy? These in light syrup?
These are in fruit juice. So I gravitated, except for the fruit cocktail, I gravitated toward the ones packed in juice rather than in heavy syrup because I sort of figured everything packed in heavy syrup would just taste like heavy syrup. Mm. But apparently Zorro made a wrong turn on this one.
Zorro snapped the wrong can. Swashed it. He swashed the wrong can. Anyway.
I cut an inferior swash. Oh, I was thinking of swashbuckling. That's
it. I know. That's what you were thinking of. Anyway. A canned pear is a quite delicious thing. I like the sort of, it has an appealing mealiness to it.
Yeah. No, it's kind of growing on me.
I really like it, but I do wish this were a little sweeter.
Okay. Next time, this will be our canned fruit and light syrup episode. We'll follow it up with our canned fruit in heavy syrup episode.
Okay, what should we do next?
Next, we should do peaches.
Yeah, this is the warm can, or the room temperature
can. This is the warm can.
Oh, listen to that. Oh, look at that. Gosh, I can almost taste it already.
Yeah, once again, I forgot to open the can next to the microphone, so we'll do that with a later can and then splice it in. Swash it in.
Yeah, swash it in.
Yeah, they are cling sliced peaches. Why are canned peaches always cling peaches?
God, I don't know, but I love that. What is a cling peach anyway?
It's a peach where the flesh clings to the seed.
And they're supposed to be tastier than Freestone, right?
I think it depends. I mean, there's a lot of peach varieties out there, and I don't pretend to be familiar with all of them.
Mm. I love canned peaches. I'm going to eat more of this. Do you mind?
Not at all.
I do still wish they were in heavy syrup.
I wish they were cold, but this is, yeah. I'm not sure where I got the idea that that juice would be better than heavy syrup, because it's not.
Mm, but man, that is still so tasty. There's no fresh peach that tastes like this.
Should we do the... I think we should save the fruit cocktail for last.
Okay.
Should we do the mandarin oranges?
Mandarin oranges.
Okay.
Yeah. Oh, man. Canned peaches.
What?
I mean, do you just want to drink the liquid this is in? Because I do.
Go for it.
It seems wrong to drink it out of a can. I feel like I'm going to get some sort of disease.
I think you are turning your back on your hobo upbringing.
I'm shaking off the extra juices. Is this in juice or light syrup? Or
this is in light syrup, and I believe this was the only kind. I love these. Are you kidding?
Really? This doesn't taste like mandarin orange, though. This tastes like Tang.
What's wrong with Tang?
Tang's delicious, but...
Are you saying you're better than an astronaut?
No, definitely not. That does not taste like orange to me. If I had my mouth closed... If I had my...
yeah, your mouth closed. You're right. It wouldn't taste like much of anything.
If I had my eyes closed and you put that in my mouth, I would have no idea what fruit that was. Let's just take that out of context.
What if you had your mouth closed and I put it in your eye? What would happen then? that's the kind of devil may care thing Zorro is known for. I don't know. He just kind of swashed through town, and by the time he was gone, all the ladies had mandarin oranges on their eyes. And it was like
the new spa treatment instead of cucumbers.
Exactly. Okay. I think these are good.
What is good about that?
Well,
oh my God, this is a rare spilled milk disagreement. Milk this. Make the most of this.
First of all, I totally think it does kind of taste like Tang, but I don't see what's wrong with that.
I don't see what's wrong with that either, but I'm looking for a mandarin orange.
It's not like a canned peach tastes exactly like a fresh peach. And I love the texture. I love that, I really like oranges, but I feel like most of the time I end up chewing on a little ball of pith by the time I'm done eating my orange. And with these, like, the pith has been magicked away.
Yeah. How do they do that?
I don't think I want to know. I assume it involves lye.
I was going to say. It might be some sort of substance that just melts it right away.
I used to feed these to my baby.
Really?
Yeah, because they're easy to chew.
That's true.
And they're, like, sort of fruit.
I think they're beautiful. Like, I want to sit around and look at them all the time. Like, if I were on Pinterest, I would totally pin a picture of some mandarin oranges.
Okay.
Has anybody pointed out that, like, people used to get, like, pinned in the 60s?
What does that mean?
Oh, it would mean, like, you were going steady. Like, he pinned me.
I've never heard that before.
Really? And... Don't you remember from Piggy Sue Got Married?
I never saw that.
You didn't?
No.
She got pinned.
So she got pinned...
By Nicolas Cage, I think. What was his name? Like Dion or Leon or Peon.
Getting pinned by Nicolas Cage sounds kind of terrifying.
It does, doesn't it? Anyway.
No, I can't believe I've never heard that terminology before, but I haven't.
Let's eat some pineapple.
All right, let's get pinned to pineapple. Okay, this time I'm going to remember to open the can next to the microphone and probably squirt pineapple juice all over myself, which is okay because we've already established how much I love pineapple juice.
Oh, yeah.
Look at those little chunks.
Oh, juicy.
Now, there's the chunks and the rings, and I got the chunks. I don't know why.
I feel good about that. I like how kind of fat they are. Tastes like canned pineapple.
Yep.
So under what circumstances would you buy canned fruit? I mean,
under the circumstances where I've gone into a fugue state and believe that I am Zora. I can't remember the last time I bought canned fruit, not for a podcast.
I think this is sort of old school lunchbox fare.
Yeah, it is. And I noticed, you know, that even more so than when we were kids, there's a huge selection of canned fruit in fruit cup format, like Del Monte
low
fruit
sugar
cup.
Kind of stuff. I guess I see the appeal. It's an easy, portable way to get your kids to eat fruit. But I don't know. I had it sometimes, but it seemed like a luxury when I was a kid. Mostly I'd get like a cut up apple that my mom had rubbed with a lemon.
That sounds good, actually.
It was pretty delicious.
Yeah. The pineapple, I had high hopes for the pineapple, and I do, the juice in here does totally remind me of the pineapple juice that I used to drink in the cafeteria. I feel like the pineapple is sort of too similar to fresh pineapple and just not as good.
Yeah.
Whereas the peach and pear are totally, and the orange are totally different things.
Yeah.
I'm going to drink some juice out of the
can.
Yeah,
drink it.
I was going to ask permission, but like, you can't stop Zorro.
No, go for it. I wouldn't dream of stopping Zorro.
Would you dream of pinning Zorro? No, wait. So like, do you pin someone or do you get pinned to someone?
I think you
or
pin what? Someone. I think it was the idea that they would give you their pin.
Oh,
was it like a varsity pin?
That makes sense. I don't really know what that is, but it sounds like plausibly a real
thing. You know,
thing.
Like a lapel pin.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You would like put it on your letter jacket?
I think so.
Okay.
And then you would sort of like claim your woman.
Uh-huh. Could you like sneak up on her and stick a varsity pin on her and then like
the alternative is you pee on her. That's another way.
That's another way to mark your territory.
Yeah. Yeah.
I think that's the kind of like seedy
that usually comes
thing.
Later.
Well, I was going to say like, you know, we think of the 50s as like all wholesome and family oriented, but I bet that's the kind of thing they used to do that we just don't hear about.
All that sexual repression.
It got swept under the pee rug. This is gross.
Okay, go on. Open the fruit cocktail.
Okay. And finally.
So what do you, so we have a note here on our agenda that we're supposed to talk about what to do with canned fruit other than eat it out of the can.
I can't think of anything.
Me neither.
Okay.
Okay, great.
I'm glad we've disposed of that item.
Okay.
So I think we need to pour this fruit cocktail into a bowl because it seems to have either been, it's either separated or it's packed in the can in, what is the word I'm looking
for? Like a 7-layer fruit salad.
Yeah, I was going to say like sedimentation layers.
Yeah.
Striations, something like that.
There's a whole geological phenomenon happening in this can.
There's a geological thing going on. I am going to get a bowl.
Isn't that like Q, nothing but a G thing?
Yes. Little known fact in the Dr. Dre Snoop Dogg classic, nothing but a G thing. The G stood for geological.
Yeah. And they were talking about the layers in a fruit cocktail can.
Uh-huh.
Hey, so.
Oh, I totally forgot there was a maraschino cherry in there.
Oh, wow. I totally forgot how much stuff
I sort
there
of
was
forgot
in.
Maraschino cherries existed.
Me too.
Okay. So what do we got in here? We got peaches and pears, right? And pineapple. So this is like it's like the last 10 minutes are flashing before my eyes.
Wow. Maybe I take back my prior assertion that some of these things would have been better in heavy syrup.
Hmm.
Because I am just tasting the syrup. You know what's not good?
Canned grapes.
Not good.
Okay, I really want this maraschino cherry. Do you remember the episode of Family Ties where Tom Hanks guest starred as the drunk uncle?
These pears have no flavor.
You knew he had a problem when he went rifling through the pantry in search of anything with alcohol in it and then drank the juice from a jar of maraschino cherries, which apparently had alcohol in it.
I don't remember that.
It was a great episode.
This was the show with Tony Danza? Or no, was this Family Ties or who's the boss?
Oh my God. When people hear this, you are going to be in so much trouble.
No, wait, hold on.
You are going to get 1,000 emails from the 80s.
No, but I forgot. Did you say Family Ties or who's the boss?
I said Family Ties.
Okay, well, that's the Michael J. Fox show. I totally know what I'm talking about here.
Yeah, put away your phone.
Hey, I don't have my phone out. That fruit cocktail is no good.
It's not good at all.
It's terrible. The individual fruits in their juices are much better. I should have never doubted Zorro. Zorro made the right decision.
You're damn right. When I cut a swash, you'll know it.
Okay. Well, anyway.
All right. So that was our canned fruit episode. I think we've really contributed something to the world of human knowledge.
Uh-huh.
Find us on the web at spilledmilkpodcast.com, where you will not find anything useful associated with this episode. You'll find the audio of this episode, which you are already listening to. Find us on Facebook, facebook.com/spilledmilkpodcast, where you can like us, communicate with us, send us a message. What? Why is that funny?
I was expecting you to go on smoke signal, like any number of ways you can.
That's right. You can communicate with us via Facebook, via email,
telepathy. You can also write a review on iTunes.
I think I've made a joke that you could send us a telegram like 6 times already, so I won't say that again. Yes,
you could send us a fax.
Oh, I think there might actually be a way to send us a fax, but don't do that. You can share a document with us.
Woo, that sounds like fun.
You can pin us.
Oh, yes. Yeah, pin us.
Pin us. Go steady with our show.
Yeah. Matthew looks just like Nicolas Cage.
Oh, boy. Is that, like, which era of Nicolas Cage?
Of course, the young, handsome era.
Thank you.
Yeah.
It's not true at all. And until next time, thank you for listening to Spilled Milk.
Insert Zorro joke here.
I'm Matthew Hamster Burton.
And I'm Molly Weisenberg. When did you become Zorro? I mean, where the hell did you get that?